Okay. It's 10:47. We'll reconvene. We are here with Scott Starrett, and we are on our second order for the planning and zoning rezone request.
Okay, this will be order number 05-15-2023-02. So on May 9th, 2023, the Planning Commission made recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezone request by Mike and Darla Ewaldson of one parcel number 09-5.0-21-000-000-016.000, located at 7719 East State Highway 76, Kirbyville. The existing property is zoned O for office district. The rezone request is for R1, single family residential district. As per the assessor's information, the property is approximately 1.9 acres in size. It is lot number 3, plot 1, located in the Glendale subdivision, with a music production structure built in 1990 located on the property. Property is served by Public Water District Number 2 for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. So turning to our screen, this big housing complex is Smoketree Hills. Just to give you a reference point, I've got the parcel highlighted here. Here's our zoning layer. The yellow, of course, is R1. This is office. A GIS mapping office came in the Hagee production building after that. Thus is why it's zoned O for office. And with that, I would turn it over to the applicants here so he can come up and add to what I've explained.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Please state your name and address, please.
Mike Ewaldson, 150 Scholars Court, Unit C, Branson, Missouri.
Go ahead, sir.
We bought the building. We want to turn it into a house and live in it. Okay. That's pretty much it.
That's, what's their names?
Pardon?
What GIS mapping company was that? That was,
I cannot remember the name of it.
Transcorp. Anybody have questions for the applicant?
I don't have any questions.
You're just proposing one or two cars.
Sorry?
And you're just proposing perhaps one or two cars.
Yeah, one.
All right. I have no questions. Anything you want to state about it?
No.
All right. Well, is there anybody in opposition to the applicant here this morning? Seeing none, hearing none, I would entertain a vote at this time.
Do we need to close out the
hearing?
Public hearing.
Before we vote on it. Okay. So at this time, we'll close the public hearing.
Okay.
And now I would entertain a vote.
Move to approve order number 5-15-2023-02, changing parcel from O office district to R1 single family residential.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Right.
Thank you, sir. Time is 10:51. We will reconvene our regular commission meeting. First on our agenda is the approval for household hazardous waste removal services, which is number 23-054-PZ Planning and Zoning.
You guys have any questions? Did you want to talk about it?
No, I'm just here to answer any questions. You did a good job of setting it up with Springfield.
Move to approve the agreement for household hazardous waste removal services by and between Taney County and Clean Harbor Environmental Services Incorporated.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Scott. Next on the agenda is the approval of Boys and Girls Club ARPA funding.
Melissa, do you mind giving us, I'm trying to look through the paperwork, I don't see the actual ask.
Okay, no problem.
And we have in front of us Ms. Melissa Duckworth.
Sorry.
Oh, you're good.
Good morning. We had a request back April 25th from the Boys and Girls Club. Their request and the ARPA funding falls under mostly the assistance to nonprofits that's allowable.
Is that what you want to see?
The request is for the Forsyth Club. They provided a lengthy proposal. The request is basically they're going to asking to replace their four HVAC units is the largest portion of the request. I did visit with them, went out to the club, talked about with Mr. Hayes what they do for the community, and they have the four units that provide, I believe, the HVAC for the gym, the largest portion of where they put their children after school, and during the summer are out. They need to be replaced. That ask is $77,000. The additional ask covers their feeding in their kitchen to provide the meals, and it totals the remainder, the other $20,000. So their total request is $97,000. Commissioner Williams, did you get a copy of that printed proposal?
I got it. Yes, I have it in my email. I just didn't have it here. I didn't know if you wanted it in the actual approval of the notice of decision or the Taney County distribution agreement.
We can attach it with the application on the back.
Yes, I have the full packet.
He's got the
yes.
full packet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And I have the original packet that I'll hand you once I put the date and the amount on there and we approve it.
So do we just need to approve the distribution agreement and the notice of decision, or do we need to agree? Is there something else to agree?
That's it. It's just the distribution agreement. It's the typical that we've done for the other ARPA funding.
Do you guys have any questions?
I have none. Do you?
No.
Nope. Move forward.
Move to approve the Taney County distribution agreement for ARPA funds and the notice of decision distributing ARPA funds to the Boys and Girls Club of the Ozarks for $97,000.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Sign and send it back, then we can send a check.
That's correct. So they will have to complete, we will have to, once I get that assigned from the three of you, attested by the clerk, when I will provide it to them, they will have to return the original fully executed copy to us before we go through the payment process.
So we'll give you this today and you'll proceed with the rest.
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda is approval of the First Amendment to the Memorandum of Understanding for the Airport Law Enforcement Option Programs number 23-062, as for Sheriff.
Question on this, or Sheriff, do you want
to? Yeah, this is just an update. Last year we entered an agreement with the airport to provide law enforcement services there on a contractual basis. And it expired at the end of last year, so this is just a renewal so that we can do the same this year. They haven't had any commercial flights up to this point, so it was no rush to get it updated, but they haven't come up, so that's why we've updated it.
This is good through the end of the year then?
It is, and the original MOU that was agreed upon, it states that the salary price could change at any time, so we can. There was an increase with the COLA this year, so we can increase the price without having to make any amendments because it was already wrote into the initial MOU.
Any questions? All right. Move to approve the First Amendment to the Airport LEO Program MOU between Taney County, Missouri, and Branson Airport LLC.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is approval of professional services agreement for the assessor add-ons, number 23-061, AS Assessor. This was an updated, we have Ms. Susan Chapman in front of us, Taney County Assessor. This is an updated for the programming needed to continue the layer or operation of the GIS in the field, correct?
Yes, sir, to coordinate it with our CAMA system.
So we discussed, we agreed to, and then this is the agreement itself?
That is correct.
Do you guys have any questions on it?
No questions.
Move to approve the professional services agreement by and between Schneider Geospatial LLC and Taney County.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is approval of professional services agreement, number 23-060 AS.
So essentially this is a similar